As you enter the space, it's dark. The ceiling is high. In the centre of the room is a freestanding pool, 2 metres by 3 metres, 1.5 metres high, which is draped in white fabric and full of water. The water is gently rippling, and if you get close, you can see 2 small machines creating this rippling at the edges of the pool. On the wall opposite you is a series of projected subtitles, written in white text, repeating the speech you can hear from the audio soundtrack. There are 2 speakers who do not speak English. One speaks in French, the other in Russian. To hear a version that's translated into English, please head back to the page you access this audio guide from. If you are facing the projection, in the corner to your far left, adjoining the wall behind you, is a small sculpture. It sits at about 2 metres up, fitting exactly into the corner. It's comprised of a square shelf, mirrored on both sides, with 2 more square mirror panels on the top side, one on each wall, to form a small mirrored alcove. On the shelf sits a small glass of water, darkly reflected in all the mirrored panels. Just to one side is a small white lamp, clipped onto the wall via a small block of wood. It's pointed at the glass of water, but it's switched off. In the diagonal opposite of the room sits another small sculpture. It's similar to the first. This one is on the floor, where a tall glass of water sits on a white ceramic tile, with 2 other tiles leaning on the 2 walls to form a tiled corner alcove. The 2 top tiles are slanted, leaning backwards slightly as if propped against the walls, but sealed into place with a dry white substance. Again, a small white lamp, identical to the other lamp in the first sculpture, is clipped to the wall and pointing at the glass of water, but is switched off. Either side of the projected subtitles are speakers on stands facing outwards, and a bass amp is on the floor in between them. 2 fold-up chairs roam the space and may be anywhere within it at the time of your visit. Feel free to sit on one, or if you need to sit but can't find a chair, please ask at reception and they'll bring you one or guide you to one. The show is on a loop that lasts 15 minutes. For the majority of this loop, the exhibition is as described. There is a moment, though, when this changes. When you hear the music mount and the dialogue build into ecstasy, at the point that a woman gasps, the 2 lamps directed at the glasses of water in the small sculptures and a theatre light above the pool, directed onto the water, all turn on. The light on the pool illuminates it to a bright bluish-yellowish glow, which ripples its reflection on the ceiling. The 2 corner sculpture lights are orange, and illuminate the glasses of water to glow, and refract the light shining through them onto the tiles behind them, and the mirrored one bounces its light onto the wall with the projections. The pool light stays on only for 30 seconds and turns off again as the mood of the audio drops into a come down. At this point, the 2 other lights are on and still glowing orange in the corners, though the atmosphere is much moodier with just these 2. The tile sculpture light turns off 15 seconds after the pool light, and the mirror sculpture light remains on for another 15 seconds, casting its dark orange glow onto its glass of water, the reflection onto the projection wall, and the reflection onto the surface of the pool. It turns off just as the voice says, "That, I felt, could have been a trigger to losing it."